Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its Rain Rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
And around the world on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, President Mahama urges Ghanaians to turn sorrow into action, honoring helicopter crash victims by continuing the work of building a united and prosperous nation.
Indeed, they'll be the first to urge us to pick up the mantle, to channel our sorrow into renewed determination to get the work done. This is precisely the spirit behind resetting Ghana agenda.
President Mahama asked to ensure the deaths of two of his cabinet ministers and six others reignite the war against illegal mining. We'll hear from the leading member of the NDC, Dr. Tony Adu.
Stop the galamsey now. Stop the galamsey. That is the best tribute we can pay to these patriotic deaths.
And four Ghanaians involved in a $100 million romance scam faced the U.S. Magistrate Court after they were extradited on the request of the FBI for their roles in an international criminal organization. My name is Shala Sechi. Details now. President John Mahama has called on Ghanaians to channel their grief into a renewed drive for nation building as the country wraps up 3 days of mourning for the 8 people who perished in Wednesday's military helicopter crash in the Ashanti region. Addressing the nation on an evening of reflection and memorial service on Saturday, August 9th, the president urged citizens to move from grieving to accepting the loss, noting that the most fitting way to honor the departed is to carry on their mission of building a united and prosperous Ghana.
We are truly one seamless, unified family, and therefore we must not only mourn as one, but commit to healing as one. Their ultimate sacrifice, though painful beyond measure, serves as a powerful reminder of the profound work that remains to be done for Ghana. We know with absolute certainty that they will not want us to be paralyzed by grief. Indeed, they will be the first to urge us to pick up the mantle to channel our sorrow into renewed determination to get the work done. This is precisely the spirit behind resetting Ghana agenda. A comprehensive call to reevaluate, to rebuild, and to reignite our collective ambition for a stronger, more prosperous nation. It demands courage, innovation, and an unwavering belief in our shared destiny. Let us therefore transform this profound sorrow into a catalyst for action. Let us honor their memories not just with tears, but with renewed dedication to the very ideals that they lived and died for. Let us recommit ourselves to working tirelessly, transcending our differences and focusing our energies on the monumental task of nation building. They served Ghana with last breath, and it is our sacred duty to continue that service, to build the Ghana they wanted, a Ghana of opportunity, justice, and prosperity for all our citizens.
Also, the Ghana Academy of Forensic Sciences is charging government to consider investing in modern forensics facilities to aid the timely examinations, genetic analysis, and other forensics evaluation. The appeal was made by the president of the Academy, Dr. Pet Paul Webeba, while explaining why samples of the charred remains of the victims of the Adanse helicopter crash were sent to South Africa. He lamented the lack of facilities despite the availability of skilled labor to undertake all forms of forensics analysis. He spoke on Newsfile.
And the reason why they sent the samples to South Africa is because of lack of capacity building, the logistical and structural capacity, but the human resource we do have. Okay. So we have the human resource, but we don't have the capacity to be able to do that. Currently, Ghana Police Crime Lab, they have certain genetic analyzers which could have been used to do this. But under the circumstances, we have Muslim brothers and all of that in there. We want to have the remains identified as soon as we can, so we can bury them. If you're going to use traditional methods for that, it will take time. But if you go to a place where they have these advanced methods like next generation sequencing and all of that, it becomes fairly easy to undertake the process on time. But Ghana hasn't invested in that area. So that is why I want to have this argument, right, or this discussion to, right, bring on board government that we have the human resource. All we need is this to be able to help maintain, right, that.
And leading member of the NDC, Dr. Tony Adu, is urging President Mahama to ensure that the deaths of two of his cabinet ministers and 6 others on Wednesday's helicopter crash reignites the fight against illegal mining. The late ministers and security officers were on a mission related to environmental protection and responsible mining when they met their tragic end. Speaking on the Current Affairs Programme Newsfile, the veteran politician Dr. Adu urged the president not to allow their deaths to be in vain.
What is President Mahama winning? Why do people say impose an emergency executive order? Yesterday I heard from PNN with my Bangalore Faith Freeman. In fact, Samson, my first reaction after the chief of staff gave us the details and confirmed the death was to send a message direct to President Mahama. And I said, these 8 patriotic souls lost their lives in the fight against Galam Faith. So for God's sake, Mr. President, don't let them die in vain. Stop the galamsey now. Stop the galamsey. That is the best tribute we can pay to these patriotic deaths.
On his part, author and conflict and security analyst Colonel Festus Abuaje called for a review of the country's national emergency response system.
I've been concerned about one aspect that has probably been lost in the narrative, and that is our national...
In Ghana's medical landscape, Professor...